Obviously, you know, seven in a row, and you got to turn right around tomorrow against Air Force. Your thoughts going into that one?
Well, Air Force presents such a challenge. I mean, they're playing so good. These last two games, they've looked terrific. And, you know, it's credit to Dave. It's tough to persevere through all that he's went through as far as losing guys. And, I mean, you know, we can relate to that. It's tough. And he lost a lot of guys, and they just held it together and kept things going in the right direction, and they kept competitive. And then they had the breakthrough these last two games, and boy, did they look good.
When you're playing a team for the second time that you've already beaten once, does it help when you are able to show your guys that look what they just did this last week and the teams they just beat?
You would hope, I mean, common sense would say that's true. Sometimes your players don't show some common sense, and they don't maybe listen to everything you're trying to give as the message. But I do know that they know how hard that game was down there, and you know, we just played a great last 5 minutes to end up on top, so it's going to take an amazing effort Wednesday, both by us and by our crowd and the whole Bronco, everybody involved with Bronco basketball.
When you look at that game, what gave you guys the most trouble in that game? What do you think needs to be different from your team's perspective?
Well, you know, it's not just looking at that game. It's just playing Air Force. And what gives you trouble is their whole system. It's just so unique. And, you know, their offensive system and the way, you know, they get better at it as the year goes on, too. Because, like I said, Dave's a terrific coach and a perfect fit for Air Force and what they do and his style of coaching. So they just present such a problem, both offensively and defensively.
You guys, the defense that you've played this year, it seems like it's taken a step up. I know the personnel helps a little bit, but what's maybe the team doing just defensively better this year than
well,
you've seen?
It's just been a long, you know, when Danny came here, he spent 2 years just trying to grind away at getting us better defensively. And, you know, things like that, like our offense. Coach Linder's grinded away for 5 years to be able to do what we do offensively, and you know, it doesn't just change overnight, and it's a long process, and you know, it's game to game, and you got to keep the motivation, and you got to keep working on it all the time. So it's one of those things. If you let your thumb off any of that, it goes away quickly. So you know, we have to be have a great attention to detail, and especially this game.
Did you know that in the back of your minds last year? I mean, you brought in Danny, and you talked about how such a big defensive effort was necessary, and that was such a big focus that maybe necessarily it wasn't going to be, you know, just one season. It was going to be something that people would see 2-3 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like I think I mentioned, you know, talking about recruiting Montego, you know, you're trying to beat San Diego State. They were the standard, and you know, that's what you're trying to build for, and that's, you know, that's the level that you have to be able to do well. San Diego State's been the best defensive team in this league, you know, since we've been around, and that's why they win championships. And so we knew we had to raise that level, and you know, we can't just raise it for, you know, as a blip on the radar. We have to be able to get to a point where we're living in that space. And you know, we're never going to be San Diego State. That's just not how we play and who we are. But we have to be a really good defensive team to compete for a title.
It seemed like after you guys beat Utah State, it was kind of 4 or 5 days of this building momentum and trying, you know, for Sunday's game, and it was obviously a huge crowd. You win that game. How do you kind of turn around and get the guys to kind of refocus, whatever, to turn around and play another
game?
Yeah,
and that's the challenge, is the recovery and, you know, what mature teams do. I mean, we had a great atmosphere in here and great energy, and that provided a lot of energy for us. So we have to have that maturity of to be able to recover from this, and you know, that's easier said than done with 18 to 22 year olds sometimes. So we'll find out how mature they are. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that, hey, I mean, we can come out and play great against Air Force, and it, you know, we know that it's going to be a struggle.
Is that kind of like what championship teams are made of, I guess, if you're able to put it behind you, win or lose, and then after that you have two road games? I mean, it just seems like there's different stretches you have to take it one at a time.
Absolutely, and it's, you know, every one of them, you know, our margin for error is so small. We're not, you know, we're not a team where we can roll out and we play bad and our talent just gets us through. We have to play good. We have to understand what we're doing and you know, and then play with a high energy level. And that's hard to do for the course of a season, but I think, you know, these guys have been doing a nice job of that.
Against San Diego State, the five matchup was about as opposite as you could get, Spencer and Duncan.
Yeah.
It looks much more similar with Olashinsky and Duncan. Talk about the matchup last time and what we might see in the matchup this time.
Well, those two, you know, I was teasing Nick. Those two, I think, had an agreement to let each other shoot and make shots, and both of them can do that. They're similar, and they're both really, really good offensive players. And he always plays great against us. That's for sure. And so he's a big key to their team, I think. And you know, we just can't let him go crazy.
How is the offense, you know, without Anthony in there, how has it changed? You know, I mean, you guys still have a three-point shooting team and stuff, mm-hmm. but how has it really shifted for you guys? And I don't know, in a way, maybe, you know, it suits Derek well, because that way, you know, how has it?
Well, in some ways, you know, if you have teams where you have five guys that are all equal, that can be difficult in its own right, in the fact that you don't know where the ball needs to go at the end of a game. You're guessing a little bit. But to have the one guy that's your leading scorer and clearly the guy that probably needs the most shots, you know, that can help you coaching-wise. And then it kind of forces the other team's hand, too, is if you're going to guard him one-on-one, he can make everybody around him better. And, that you know, that's probably the biggest difference in Derek this year, is that he's had a great feel for that and when to do it and when to get other guys involved and get other guys' shots.
And you knew you wouldn't get him back. Was that in the back of your mind, you know, maybe a silver lining that, you know, that you know, a guy like you could trust a guy like Derek to be that guy who can carry the load? Or did that ever
Yeah, but then Derek went through that injury. And so that, you know, you're dealing with all that, you know, Derek and Nick both being injured. So you just... You know, we were kind of just surviving for a while and trying to just get a team out there for the games. I mean, it was difficult times, and so we had to persevere through that and to get things organized and to get a rhythm to us, and that makes it tough because injuries, you can't plan for them, and you can't ever guess when they're coming, and so you just have to deal with it.
How has Webb developed into pretty much a regular double-figure scorer?
You know, just with his, I tell you, he saw a lot of development at practice, and that, you know, that's what we usually see as coaches. We see it out on the practice floor of what, you know, of what's to come, maybe. You know, I think he started seeing that, but what he would do is he would do a lot of good things, but he'd do a lot of bad things in practice, as far as I'm talking about mistakes. And he gradually started to eliminate those mistakes and then play through them. He learned how to play through mistakes, and that's what he's doing right now. I mean, because we're still making mistakes, and we're still doing things wrong, but these guys are hustling through it, and they're playing, you know, they make a mistake, they just play harder, and that's why we're winning.
For the record, the America's Got Talent is here. What would yours be? We were asking you earlier, I don't know if you've
ever heard of it. I don't know. That's a good question. It's probably pretty limited, so I don't know what it would be.
A good drummer, though, right?
I don't know if I could qualify for that show. I'll just say that.
Is there anybody on the team that you've seen that does have something that sort of hit talent?
David Wacker. David Wacker's a heck of a singer, and I think he would probably qualify. He'd probably be our closest thing. In fact, I wonder if he's coming to practice today. He's probably got a tryout.
We asked you after the game about Jake. Have you gotten a better idea of what his prognosis is?
Yeah. I mean, I'll let the trainers say. I think we're still trying to figure it out. There's no broken bone, but I just hope, you know, he's put so much into this program, and he's mean so much to his team, and we're using him now, and he's getting out there, and he's a big factor in some of these wins, and so I hope, you know, for him, first of all, that he gets to finish his senior year being a part of this team, because he is a huge part of it, and so that, and then for the team's sake, we need him.